Once there was a boy who was an apprentice in a wood shop. His name was Hyacinth, and unfortunately the carpenter that he worked for was not a very nice person. The master carpenter was always calling Hyacinth mean names and shouting at him for working too slow, and he wouldn't light the fire to keep it warm in the wood shop. And sometimes when he was really angry, sometimes he would even hit Hyacinth. So it wasn't a particularly happy place to work, although Hyacinth did like the work that he was learning to do there. And one particularly cold winter night, the master carpenter came in with a heavy bundle, and when he unwrapped it, this most wonderful aroma filled the room. "This is sandalwood," said the carpenter. "We've received an order from the madam in the big house, and we're to build a cabinet, and it has to be finished by next week, by Christmas Day. So you better work hard and work fast, because it's not going to be good if you don't get this done in time." And then he gave Hyacinth a little smack on the side of the head and slammed the door on his way out. Hyacinth went over and touched the wood and felt how soft and smooth it was, and he just loved the aroma, how good it smelled, and he was excited to be able to work with such beautiful wood. But when he thought about how much he had to do in so little time, he really was pretty discouraged. He didn't see how he was ever going to be able to make it. So he worked night and day. He couldn't hurry too fast because he didn't want to make any mistakes or damage this beautiful wood. And every day, the master carpenter would come in and criticize and give instruction and shout and yell, but would never actually give any help. And so it was that when Christmas Eve rolled around, Hyacinth was still there in the woodshop trying to finish the cabinet. He was tired, he was cold, he was hungry, and he started to pray, "God, I feel like I don't have any friends in the world. There's nobody to care about me. Couldn't there be some place, some heart, some kindness and love somewhere in the world for me?" And he was so tired and so hungry and so lonely that he started to cry. And he cried so loud he almost didn't hear the rattling at the door. But then he noticed that someone was knocking, so he went over and opened the latch. And there outside stood a boy not much older than he was. And the boy said, "I see that you're working late. May I come in?" And Hyacinth said, "Well, of course you can come in." And he noticed that this other boy was carrying a little sparrow, a little brown sparrow in his hand. And apparently the sparrow had, it was so cold outside, the sparrow had literally fallen off the tree branch and was lying very still in the boy's hands. But the boy said, I think that this little bird is going to be all right by morning time." And Hyacinth said, "Have you come a very long way?" "Oh, yes," said the boy, "I've traveled a very, very long way. I heard a child crying here." "Oh, no," said Hyacinth, "there's no child here, nor is there any fire, nor is there any food to eat. But if you need a place to rest, I'm happy to let you lie in my bed. I have to keep working because this cabinet needs to be finished by morning. It still needs its drawers to go in and out, and it needs to have the edges carved. And if I don't get it done, my wages are going to be paid with a stick." "Well," said the boy, "I'll keep you company." So Hyacinth began to work again, and the boy sat and talked, and they put the little bird down in some wood shavings, hoping that it could rest and get warm. And Hyacinth got to the point where he was so tired he couldn't even hold his tools anymore. And at that point, the other boy said, "Why don't you let me take a turn working for a while? You lie down and rest." And the other boy picked up one of those drawers and almost immediately had it smoothly ready to fit and slide on its rollers into its place. And the same thing with one drawer after the other. "My goodness, you do beautiful work," said Hyacinth. "Well, I was lovingly taught," said the stranger. And so Hyacinth, in his exhaustion, fell asleep while the other boy worked. And in his sleep, he could hear music, and he sort of thought to himself, "I should wake up and help." But the music held him in its rest. And so it wasn't until early in the morning, when the church bells started to ring on Christmas Day, that Hyacinth woke up again. And when he opened his eyes, the first thing he saw that the cabinet was beautifully finished, and all the edges were carved with lilies and with birds that looked so real, he almost thought they were alive. And he saw that his tools were all neatly in order. And he turned to look at the door just at the moment that the other boy was disappearing out the door and into the woods. And then he heard a rustling and a fluttering sound, and the sunlight was waking up the little bird, and it too flew out into the morning. Thanks be to God, said Hyacinth. The Lord has visited and redeemed God's people. We're going to join hands and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for visiting us with your love. You bring us hope and help, joy and peace. Amen.